Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattel with SEO Strategy Tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts to be seen as the number one authority in their niche and to create an empire online with SEO business strategies. So what we will learn in this podcast is we will talk about what is an SEO strategy and what you need to think about when you create yours. And there are seven elements you want to go through when you develop your customized SEO strategy. The first I think the most important is SEO strategy is not just one thing, right? It's not the same as when you think about an SEO task. Like, for example, when you want to implement or when you want to write your meta title for one of your pages. It's the bigger thing. It's an holistic overview, what you need to do to be seen as the authority in your field, be ranked for many keywords, and have the right targeted traffic coming to your site. And to make this all work for you, first and foremost, you want to know why you're doing it. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? So first you need to write down what is your end goal so that you can break it down in single steps. And all these steps together really present your customized SEO strategy. And this one is just working for you. It's not working for somebody else because everybody else has a totally different situation online. They have a different website theme, and the theme influences your SEO a lot too, how accessible and how functional a theme is. And they have a totally different content. They have a totally different focus. They have a totally different target market and social media approach. So that's why it's really important to realize that the SEO strategy is not just one thing. When we start with the first definition, right? So the first definition is that the SEO strategy is a plan or a method or a series of steps and all to achieve your specific goal or result. Let's use an example, like weight loss. I know a lot of people, and they try to lose weight by eating sometimes less when they go out or not snacking in the night anymore or doing different things, the green juice in the morning, or a walk in the evening. And if you do it once in a while, and if you see all the different steps not connected with each other, so what will happen, perhaps you lose track, or you lose your goal out of sight. And really the first definition of the strategy is that it's really important to have a strategy, like for your weight loss, to have a plan in place, but always reminds you of your end goal, because then you really can make sure that the single elements, the single tasks, the single steps you implement always are focused on your end goal. In my experience, if it's not done in this way, then people lose the energy, or they lose the desire, or they just get sidetracked from something else. So you really want to have a plan in place with always your end goals inside. The second definition is that it's not a cookie-cutter approach. I get a lot of prospects who call me and ask me for pricing, right, pricing for my coaching programs. SEO is so much more than just a service you want to hire or just one thing you want to implement. SEO is kind of the life plan for your website. Where do you want to be in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years? And then you break it down. It's like really having a business plan, having a vision for your website online. So by doing this, you really don't try to copy somebody else and what they do, because 99 times it's not working for you. So you really want to go through and look what you need and then break it down in the tasks what will always benefit your end goals. But also what fits you, right? So some people, they can write endless blog posts, and they're perfectly fine with that. Other people, they like to create video posts. And other people, they like to do a lot of guest blogging. Or other people, they do a lot of backlinks. And backlinks, that's the bridges coming back to your website. So somebody else on their website, they create a link to your website, and it benefits your website. And so better the other website is, so more benefits you get. So you can see, you really, your SEO strategy needs to fit what you want to accomplish, needs to fit your target market, what they want to see. Not just reading something, and then I see this happen all the time, reading something how it should be done and just implementing it without thinking about, does it really fit you? Does it really fit your unique situation? The next definition of an SEO strategy is the keyword strategy versus the SEO positioning. When I go to networking events, people, mostly they only ask me about keywords. For them, SEO and keywords is the same. But in reality, when SEO experts or when SEO gurus do their own research, we focus on first and foremost, how do you want to position a website? Because you can have a huge amount of keywords. And I know many who have lists and lists and lists of keywords. But if they are not helping you to position yourself online properly, to be seen as the number one expert in a specific niche and preferred a micro niche, right? Then it will not bring you the best end results. Because like before, you do something here and you do something there and you don't have a strategy in place which will combine all the keywords and make sure all the keywords have the same focus and you position yourself for the focus, not for each keyword. I like to use the example like if somebody has a blog about family trips to Spain, then this is your focus and this is what you want to hold on to with your blog post, your video post, the social media sharing. So you don't want to switch back and forth between different things. So how beneficial would it be for you if you write a blog post on this website about how much you enjoy tea and that you just went to a tea house in your neighborhood and met with a friend there and you were thinking of Spain and the Spain trip and how great it is for family, right? So can you hear that it waters it down? And you really don't want to water anything down. You want to stay as focused on your main topic as much as you can. The definition four is really about an SEO strategy. It's never the same. It changes over time. It's the same as the internet. The internet is not static. The internet is dynamic. So your SEO strategy needs to be dynamic too. And it doesn't mean you need to change it all the time. But it means when you implement your SEO strategy, you need to test it and then measure the results you get. And if you don't like the results, you need to improve it. For example, I had for a while, lately, thanks God, I don't have it so much more. I had for a while people coming to me, and they said an SEO service company implemented a year ago their SEO on their site. So now a year later, they didn't get the traffic, they didn't get the rankings. Now they wanted to work with me so I could help them and find out together with them what is wrong and what they can improve. If you wait a year to come and change something, that's tough because you're already indexed. Perhaps you're already ranked for the wrong things, right? So like the blog we spoke about, the family trips to Spain, would you want to be ranked for tea time in your city. No, you don't. So then to switch this is much better when you're thinking through it. And when you think through it, does it fit or doesn't it fit? And then you implement the right thing from the beginning. The next definition, the definition 5, is all about that an SEO strategy is something that all business owners should get help with. Imagine you traveled to a foreign country, right, and you don't speak the language. And you try to buy something, or you go to a restaurant and you order a meal, or you want to use a taxi. If you don't know how to communicate properly what you need, how big is the chance you don't get what you want? And how big is the chance there are miscommunications? So by having an expert on your side, which helps you not only with developing your SEO strategy, and not only with implementing your SEO strategy, but also overseeing it with you and helping you to make the necessary changes and help you to stay on track on your goal is priceless. Definition 6 is perhaps it will surprise many of you, but is that, yes, it's smart to work with an expert and to have a good SEO strategy in place, but you never, ever want to give it totally out of your hands. You don't want that others completely have your business future, your business venture in their hands. I watched Brendon Burchard's video lately, and he spoke about master skills, and he spoke about if you want to be good in something, you need to do it every day in a consistent base. And I don't say that you need to be the expert here to implement your SEO strategy, but you need to have a basic understanding that when you work with your expert, you work with your coach, that you can follow their thoughts and you use your logic and you use your common sense. And if you don't understand it, ask questions. Don't let somebody do something and you're just happy that you don't have to be bothered anymore. I see that all the time on the internet that I read, are you confused about the internet? And are you overwhelmed with your task? And they suggest to totally rely on a third party. My experience is a bad advice because I have many, many more prospects, I would say, at least 85-90% of all my prospects who come to me, they come because of a bad experience they had before. They come because they're struggling, because they hired somebody, they don't understand what they are doing, and they cannot ask questions. Really make sure that you have an understanding, because it's like your bookkeeper. You want to understand what they do with your numbers. And the definition 7, it's really easy to develop and implement, for sure with an expert on your side, but it brings you much, much higher results as when you would implement just single tasks without a goal in place, without a focus, and you're hoping for that everything is getting better. So I hope this brought you a little bit more insight in what is an SEO strategy and how this can work for you too. I invite you to go to my SEOstrategyplan.com website and subscribe there for your free SEO strategy premium training to learn more about what you want to do to create your own SEO strategy and listen to my 7 fatal SEO mistakes. Because successful entrepreneurs make them too when they build their authority online. And with that, you also get free access to my SEO articles and audio library. You will gain a much better understanding about the what, why, and how to create your best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs. I wish you an amazing day and look forward to see you again next week when I share with you another SEO strategy tips so you can establish yourself and position yourself as SEO insider so that you can be the number one authority and expert in your field.